Well, welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action, and it is Catholic Schools Week. And today we are joined by Sandy Williams from St. Michael's Catholic School in South Sioux, and Patty Lansing, a former principal and now diocesan superintendent of Catholic schools for the Diocese of Sioux City. Patty and Sandy, a little bit ago you were talking about funding of Catholic schools. What is the formula, or if I am looking at enrolling my child or children in a Catholic school, how is my tuition paid for?
I'm going to let Patty start with this. St. Michael's is a little different because we don't belong to the Sioux City Diocese, but we do have our own formula. So, Patty, I'll let you start, please.
Okay, sure. Our schools are really funded in three ways. Part of it comes from the parish that the school is affiliated with, or if it's a corporate school, one of our larger systems are supported by more than one parish. And then another portion of it comes from fundraising and development. And then the last portion comes from tuition. We don't get any state assistance. We do get some textbook dollars that our schools can take advantage of, our parents can take advantage of, and tuition textbook credits, those sorts of things. But for the most part, we're funded by those three methods. And so we do, in the state of Iowa, we have our STO program. So that allows us to offer scholarships to our students to attend a Catholic school. And those are funded by donors throughout the state who take advantage of these tax credits. They are able to have a 75% tax credit on their state tax liability if they donate to this program, and then that funds scholarships for our students to help them attend a Catholic or a private school in Iowa.
And St. Michael's is similar. We do rely heavily on tuition dollars and parish support, but we are a low-income school, and our parish is a very high-minority parish, so the parish support and the tuition doesn't come close to covering the needs of the school and the students that we serve. So we reach out to several different scholarship opportunities. One of them is the Children's Scholarship. It's a national program, but it's also through the Archdiocese of Omaha. And that is an income-based scholarship that has been a blessing to many of our students. We also have the Kramer Scholarship, which is a foundation out of Naples, Florida, that also provides additional scholarship money to low-income families that may need that little extra to meet between what we ask for tuition and what they can actually afford to pay. We also have some private donations that is put into our general scholarship fund that we can apply. Unlike Iowa, Nebraska currently does not have any tax credit or tuition credit for private schools. And actually that's going to be voted on by the Senate this week in Nebraska. So any Nebraska residents, reach out to the state of Nebraska, your senators. LB 364 is the one that could make a great impact on our students. St. Michael's does charge tuition, but we've never let tuition be a reason students do not attend St. Michael's. Since we don't belong to a diocesan formula, we are able to make whatever adjustments we need to make in order to provide a student with a Catholic education. And often that comes from the hit of teacher salaries. But the teachers are there for the right reasons, and we make it happen.
So if I hear you correctly, ladies, and forgive my heart, if it weren't for, at one time, I always heard, growing up as a kid in Kingsley, that the priests and the women religious were the sacrificial leaders that made Catholic education possible. Am I correct in the year 2022? Today, it is the faculty and staff, although they meet the same requirements as our public school colleagues, and they have to meet even higher requirements because of the diocesan standards. They are really the men and women religious today because they are making Catholic education possible for the students in our communities and our families.
Definitely. It's the families. It's the staff that make great sacrifices. in order to teach. And they won't have a retirement really to depend on from the state either. It's what little the diocese can put in for their retirement that they will collect when they retire.
In addition, ladies, there is a perception by many that you need to be able to write out that check for tuition. And as I've heard you both say, Patty and Sandy, there are scholarships available and that families can apply for those scholarships. Am I correct? Through tuition assistance dollars. So what does that time frame look like that if I want to start looking at sending my kids to a Catholic school and making that financing available? Is there a time frame that I need to start looking and planning ahead to?
Students and families can apply to a Catholic school really any time of year. Most of our schools will start a registration push for next year already, the week of Catholic schools or shortly after. And then for our scholarship application, our STO program scholarships, those applications are always due April 1st. And then awards are based, they're based on financial need. And families usually know those before the school year ends for next year. And then most of our schools also have a local scholarship fund as well that they can help supplement if a family has need that wasn't quite met by the state STO program.
St. Michael's likewise has registration usually in early March, but the scholarship applications actually open up for the children's scholarship in mid-February and goes till the end of April. We have no control over who receives those scholarships and who does not. The Kramer Scholarship is a substantially smaller, but as long as they meet income requirements, we can decide who gets those scholarships and how much for each one of those. The Children's Scholarship gives on an average about $70,000 per year for scholarship assistance to our St. Michael's students. And the Kramer Scholarship is $10,000 a year. And both of those are renewable every year based on the applicants and things like that. The smaller scholarships like the Knights of Columbus donate, private scholarships, those would be ongoing, but I do know the Kramer and the Children's Scholarship does have a deadline of about the 1st of May.
And similar and yet different, if I were to make a donation to one of those scholarships, Mrs. Williams, is that tax deductible?
It is tax deductible if you make it to St. Michael's School, but it wouldn't go directly into any family. You cannot, like I said, we're still waiting for that tax credit that we're hoping to happen this month for the state of Nebraska. But yes, all donations to St. Michael's Church or St. Michael's School for scholarship purposes are tax deductible.
And the other one caveat is always remember, contact your professional advisor. We are not the experts and don't know your particular tax situation, so always consult them regarding your own tax deductibility. And our Catholic schools are tax deductible 501c3 organizations, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Ladies, we hear a lot about different galas, different balls, different fundraisers that Catholic schools put on to be able to help make the gift of Catholic education possible. What are some of your favorites fundraisers that your school or schools do that you particularly enjoy? And I realize that's changed a little bit because of COVID, but what do you enjoy most about those fundraisers, or what are some highlights?
Everybody does all kinds of different things. But one thing all of our schools do, an annual either auction or spring gala or fall. So those are always really fun. They have themes, they have different prizes and packages, and so those are always very fun. And then schools really do lots of extra little things. You know, they might have a walk-a-thon or, I don't know, they do all kinds of creative things. Most of them have a development director or a marketing professional that helps with those and helps supplement that developmental income they need to make the school go.
St. Michael's, again, is a little bit different because we're more independent. We always have a big fall festival with our parish and the school, in which we're out on the front lawns, and we have a lot of dancing, a lot of singing, a lot of great food, and a carnival. And we work together with the parish to put that on. It's not a huge money maker, but it is something that brings us all together as a community in a celebration. And that's usually held in October. St. Michael's School doesn't do a lot of fundraising because, again, of our low-income status. But we do have a big fundraiser at Christmas every year put on by the Parent Club. We sell Jolly Time popcorn, Palmer candy, coated kernels, and Jumpy Monkey coffee. And this year, our school of 180 students sold over $31,000 worth of items, and about 40 to 50% of that is profit. And then the Parent Club turns around then and helps us support a lot of the programs, student activities, staff needs, you know, throughout the year also. So it's made a tremendous difference.
And I'm guessing that all of the activities from the fine arts to the athletics have different fundraisers too. Am I correct?
We don't. No.
I would say, I mean, I don't. Some booster clubs might, but I think a lot of it comes out of the same pot. No matter, you know, it's just there to support the school and the various programs. And
Mrs. Williams, I know that Modern Day Parish here in Sioux City has a script program. In South Sioux, do you have a script program? And Mrs. Lansing, do other schools use a script program where if I buy a gift card to a local or another retailer, a portion of those proceeds go back to help offset the cost of my tuition as a fundraiser for the school?
St. Michael's used to have the script program, but the amount of work that went into it and the few people that used it, we did end that about 2 years ago.
I think a good majority of our schools have some use of scrip. Some use it as a fundraiser for the school, and some do apply it to parent tuition, so it just depends on the individual school.
Well, thank you, ladies. Well, listeners, we are going to take a break and thank our many underwriters and sponsors for their support. And join us in a few moments for Faith in Action, talking about Catholic Schools Week.